Thank you for calling the customer support center. Calls are randomly monitored or recorded for quality assurance. Please enter your Cigna employee ID or PIN, followed by the pound key. Let me look that up.
To expedite your call, please select the following menu option that best describes the reason for your call. To report a problem that is impacting multiple people, press 1. For password resets, press 2. For VPN or C-Live connection issues, press 3. For Cigna-issued mobile phones or tablets, press 4. For a status of a ticket or questions regarding access management system, press 5. To reset your Citrix session or for all other issues, press 6. Sorry, I didn't get that. To report a problem that is impacting multiple... To reset your Citrix session, press 1. For all other issues, press 2 or remain on the line.
Service desk, my name is Ashutosh. May I have your first and last name, please?
Hi, first name Monica, last name Castro.
Hello, Monica. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. How about you?
Glad to hear that. I'm also doing fine. Thank you for asking, Monica.
Great.
Can I have a good callback number?
Yes. Callback number is 503-6196-7889.
Thank you very much, Monica. May I know you're working from office or home today?
From home.
Okay. How may I assist you?
Yes, today is my first day. I'm coming from maternity leave, so I had issues with my Citrix password. So today I had to go to the site, and the password was working well on my PC and the Cisco phone. But now that I'm coming home, the Cisco phone is not letting me in. It says, verify username and password and try again.
Okay, got it. Just a few questions, Monica.
Mm-hmm.
So when you were on site, was you carrying the same Cisco phone?
It was a different Cisco phone.
Okay, got it. And now in your home, do you mm-hmm. have a Aruba or Meraki?
If I have a what, I'm sorry?
Do you have a do you have a Aruba or Meraki?
I don't think so. I don't know what you mean.
Okay. These are the devices which we use to connect with the internet. Okay. Just tell me one more thing. In your mm-hmm. house, there is a modem or router?
Yes, there is a router.
Okay. And from the router, your Cisco phone is connected?
Yeah, to the internet through LAN cable.
Okay, through LAN cable. Okay, got it. And right now you are able to see on the phone that it is showing that verify your network, right?
No, it says verify username and password and try again.
Okay. Okay. So is there any option to enter the username and the password once again?
Yes. And I enter the password that I reset today at the site, but I get the same message.
And are you able to sign into the computer?
No.
Okay. Are you getting the same error when you are signing into the computer?
If I enter the same password to the computer, it says unable to sign in.
Okay. Give me one moment, Monica. Let me check.
Sure. Sure.
Thank you. Monica, may I know on the modem or the router, which color lights are blinking or glowing?
They are blue.
Okay. Now all the lights are blue?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And is the internet is provided by Cigna?
No, it is not.
So, could you just confirm, like, is your personal phone are working with that internet?
I'm sorry, what do you mean?
I just wanted to confirm, like, is that internet is working on your personal device?
Yeah, it is.
Like, okay, it is working. Okay, give me one moment.
Sure.
And on the phone, Monica, may I know, like, what you are entering as username?
As username, I'm using my LAN ID, which is HSHotel55652.
Okay. And for the password, you are using the password which you have created in the office, right?
Right. And it's the same one that I used to enter my computer.
Okay. Give me a couple of minutes, Monica. Let me check.
No problem.
And Monica, may I know you are on a laptop or a desktop?
My Cigna computer is a desktop.
Desktop, okay, got it. So Monica, I'm trying to reset your password from my end.
Okay.
Let's see if that works. So
okay.
Before I go ahead and reset the password, I need to verify your security.
Sure.
For that, I will be asking you a couple of questions. May I?
Sure. Yes.
Yeah. What is your city of birth?
San Salvador.
What was your first pet's name?
Snowball.
Thank you very much, Monica. I'm just going ahead and trying to reset the password. Let's see if that works.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Monica, for being online. I really appreciate your patience.
No
so
problem.
I have successfully reset the password. Your new temporary password is capital C.
Give me just a moment.
Yes, please take your time.
Capital C.
Small I.
Mm-hmm.
Small G. Small N. Small A. Cigna.
Okay.
Number one, number two, number three. So the password will be capital C, I, G, N, A, 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Only the C is capital and rest of the letters are in lowercase,
okay.
Followed by number 1, number 2, number 3.
Okay. So that's the password that I should be entering on both my PC and the Cisco phone.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, let me try that right now. So, and the computer says unable to sign in as well. And on the Cisco phone, verify username and password and try it again as well.
Okay. Can you just do one thing? There is a setting button on top of your Cisco phone, like a gearbox. Are you able to see that?
Yes.
Can you just press it?
Done.
And could you just tell me, like, what all options you are able to see?
I see settings, accessibility, accessories, running applications, admin settings, and phone information.
Okay. Please select the admin settings.
Okay.
Then at the bottom, there is an option called reset settings.
Then
please
I have...
Yeah, tell me.
I have reset device, all settings, network settings.
Okay, please select all settings.
Okay.
Did anything happen or is it asking to reset?
Yeah, right now it's blank.
Okay. Let's wait for like a couple of minutes.
Sure.
The phone will come up.
Okay.
And it will ask us to enter few details. So let me know once you are able to see something new.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right now it says connecting.
Okay, we will wait.
Okay.
Thank you. And Monica, may I know, like, how many lights are there on top of your modem on the router?
Let me see. I have six lights.
Okay. And which all colors are there? And is there any icon or is there any name written on just below or the above of that lights?
They are all blue and they say...
Yes, please take your time.
Just far from the modem. It says the power DS US online 2.4GHZ 5GHC. That's it.
Okay, and all the lights are blue.
Yes, all of them.
And the internet is working fine on your phone, right?
Correct.
Okay.
So I was able to sign in when I was at the site, but now that I came back home, it's not working, and now the Cisco's just connecting. It's just stuck right there.
Yeah, so there is some issue with the network. That's why it is happening. Like, on the top of the modem, it should be, like, glowing green. But rather than the green, it is glowing blue. But at the same time, you are able to access the internet on your personal phone.
Correct.
So this means that the internet is working fine.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing this as a logical, that blue doesn't says that the internet is working. So there is something fishy out there. So just give me one moment.
Sure.
Let me find out, like, why we are able to see that blue.
Okay.
Okay. And the phone is still showing connecting?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. And is your computer on?
Yeah, my computer is on.
Okay. And are you able to see there is a right-hand side top corner, there is date and time?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
On your computer,
mm-hmm.
May I know, like, what you are able to see on the screen?
In the home screen, I just see the CVW external, and then the second icon is a lock.
Okay, got it. The phone is still connecting?
Yeah.
Okay. Can we just do one thing, Monica?
Sure.
At the back side of the phone, there will be a black color cord. That is a power cable for that phone. Are you able to find that?
Yeah.
Can you just unplug it, wait for 5 seconds, and just plug it back?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
I'm plugging it right now.
Okay. Thank you very much. And on the computer, when you are trying to sign in, it is showing that unable to connect, right?
Yeah, I'm able to enter my LAN ID in the domain. And then when I enter the password, which is the one that you just gave me, the temporary, it says unable to sign in.
Okay. And could you just tell me, like, what is the full username you are typing?
Yeah. Since I'm working from home, I'm being told that I need to use B. As in boy, then P, O, and then dash, and then my LAN ID.
Okay, and may I know, like, which slash you are typing? Is it the slash which is just above the enter key?
I'm sorry, which one?
Can you just tell me, like, which slash you are entering? It is the slash which is just above the enter key?
It is a backdash.
Yeah, so could you just tell me, like, where is that slash on the keyboard?
Yeah, it is the one on my keyboard, is the one below the question mark.
Okay. And are you able to see there is a backslash or, like, a front slash, you can say? Just below the backspace, there is a slash. Are you able to see that?
Yeah, I do.
Can you just type that slash?
Okay.
After BPO and then your LAN ID?
Yes, I'm doing that right now.
Okay. And the same password?
The one you just gave me, right?
Yeah, that's right. Signa 123.
Yeah, same thing. Unable to sign in.
Unable to sign in. Okay. And what you're able to see on the phone now?
It says connecting still.
Okay.
Let me see. I will unplug the cable again. Maybe it works. Okay, so now that I have the Cisco phone, it says welcome, enter activation code or service domain.
Okay, please enter the service domain, that is cc.signa.com.
Lowercase is right.
Yeah, all in lowercase. And before that, Monica, may I know, like, are you a call center agent?
I am. I'm a customer service advocate.
Okay, got it. Just type cc.signa.com.
Okay. Okay, and then continue. Then I get us the username, which will be
perfect.
My LAN
so
ID.
Just, yeah, the username will be your LAN ID.
Mm-hmm. And password, the one you just gave.
Signa123. And may I know, like, you are typing H is in lowercase or in uppercase?
In lowercase.
Okay, perfect. And just type Signa123 in the password, where C is capital and all the letters are in lowercase.
Mm-hmm. It says verify username and password and try it again.
Okay. Got it. Give me one moment, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Monica, for being online. I really appreciate your patience.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I will just tell you one more thing. When you are typing the username, the username you are typing is BPO/ your LAN ID, all in lowercase, right?
In the computer, yes.
Yes,
but on the
yes in the computer.
Yeah.
Okay. And the slash, which I have told you, the just below the backspace.
Yeah.
You are typing that, right?
Yeah, the one that goes back, backslash.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, got it. Yeah, correct. Okay. Monica, just give me a couple of minutes, please. Let me check with my team regarding this. Just be honest.
Sure.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Monica, for being online for so long. I really appreciate your patience.
Thanks to you.
Yeah. So can we just do one thing?
Sure.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure once more. When you are typing the same LAN ID and the password mm-hmm. which I have given you on the phone, the LAN ID is are in all in lowercase, right?
Yeah. The first letter, which is H, is hotel, is in lowercase.
Yeah. Okay. Just give me a couple of minutes more.
No problem.
Yeah,
I just switch LAN cables just to see if that works, because I don't know what is going on.
Thank you. The thing is, LAN cable is at the correct place, because when we enter that domain name, that cc.signa.com,
mm-hmm.
If the internet was not working, this shouldn't have been passed from that screen. But
okay.
that domain, they have taken it. This means that internet is working fine.
Oh, okay.
It is just the user ID and the password. And for the password, I have done the reset, and still it is not taking. It is showing that to verify your LAN ID and the password. So that's what my main concern is. That's what I'm looking for. So just give me some more time, please.
Okay. No worries.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Monica, could you just provide me your callback number or a number where you can get an OTP? Here I can see that your number is not enrolled to the Okta, and most probably that is the issue which is not letting us to sign in. So can you just help me with the number?
Yeah, I'm currently located in El Salvador, and my number is 503-561-96-7889.
Okay, thank you. And could you just tell me what is the country code for this country?
Yeah, it's the first three numbers that I just gave you. It's the 503.
Five,
mm-hmm.
50. 503. Okay, thank you. Give me one moment. Let me try this.
Sure.
Thank you very much. Okay, Monica, can you please try to sign in to your computer now with the same credential which I told you earlier?
Okay. We'll do that right now.
Thank you. And use that slash which is just below the backspace.
Okay.
Thank you.
I keep saying unable to sign in.
Again, you got the same?
Yeah. I'm putting BPO / H as hotel, lowercase, 55652.
Can you just try to sign into the phone now?
Okay.
Let's see. Thank you.
It says error, verify username and password and try again.
Okay, same error we got?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Can you just do one thing, Monica? Can
sure.
you just shut down your computer once?
Okay.
Thank you.
In case of, do I wait,
you can go ahead and turn it on.
Okay.
After the shutdown. Thank you.
Okay, it's on right now.
Okay, give me one moment. I will tell you when to sign in.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can you put in the right password? Okay, please, I think.
Can you please try to sign in for the last time?
Sure.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome.
We will go ahead and assign this ticket to the next level in order to look into this matter.
Okay. So I don't know if this is my equipment, because today I went to the site and it was working for me.
Yes, on site it was working because you were connected with the office internet. So that time, there was like no extra security was required. And right now when we are working from home, it causes like some issues.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it was showing like you don't have any multi-factor authentication enrolled. So that's why I have enrolled your number.
Okay.
So let's try for the last time, please.
It says the same error. Verify username
okay.
and password.
Verify username and password on the computer?
No, on the Cisco phone.
Okay, can you just try on the computer?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Says unable to sign in.
Okay. Can you just make a note of the ticket number, Monica? We are going to assign this ticket to the next level.
Okay.
Yeah, that ticket number, let me know once you're ready.
I'm ready.
It's INC 818-9053. I will repeat it. It's INC 818-9053.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know how long will it take for me to receive an answer?
Monica, right now we don't have exact time frame, but don't worry. I'm assigning this ticket as a high priority. So you will be getting a call back soon from the concerned team.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Monica. Apart from this, is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, that will be all.
Okay. Thank you very much, Monica, for contacting Service Desk. Have a good day. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello.